amen maestro y señor, y tienen razón porque lo soy. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. From the Gospel of St. John, nel nombre del Padre, el Hijo, el Espíritu Santo. Amen. Please be seated. As Father Andrew had touched on earlier, we are entering the time that's called the Holy Triduum, the 3 days that changed everything. Maundy Thursday's readings give us so much to think about and to meditate on as we prepare to sit the vigil at the garden with Christ later this evening. First, we heard in the letter of Paul to the Corinthians the institution of the Lord's Supper. Then, in John's Gospel, we observe Jesus washing the apostles' feet. And as I prayed about what I should preach about tonight, and as I was reading John's Gospel, a conversation that Christy and I had with Lily came to mind. My daughter Lily came home from spring break a few weeks ago and showed us this meme that she found very funny because she could find much truth in it. When she showed it to Christy and I, we laughed also because it was very true. Let's see if I do that. Oh, there we go. And there's the meme. And if you can't read it on the screen, it says, when you tell your parents a joke and it turns into a lecture. Now, this is very true of our parenting of our girls when they were growing up. Christy tells them that she was not lecturing them so much as she was gifting them with her words. And instead of seeing those discussions as lectures, we saw them as teachable moments. And I believe most parents can relate somewhat to that meme. We have all picked different moments and examples to teach our children valuable life lessons. But that is our job as parents, to teach our children, to teach them how to live, how to act, and how to treat others, and how to be followers of Jesus Christ. And as I was reading John's Gospel, I understood that this is what Jesus was doing. He was using the last hours he had on earth as a teaching moment with his disciples. Now, even though Jesus knew his ministry and time on earth was drawing to an end, he did not miss an opportunity to teach his disciples one more lesson. If we go back to verse 1, that's not the right one. See, this is why I don't use clickers. Every time I use them, I have trouble with them. So anyways, but we see that Jesus, that they had gathered for the Passover meal. And in Jewish custom, there would have been many prayers and blessings to go along with that meal. But before he did any of that, we encounter the first of many differences in a night like no other. On this night, Jesus would wash the feet of his disciples. In one sense, there was nothing out of the ordinary in what was happening. It would have been normal practice for anyone entering a house to clean their feet from the dusty roads. But this was Jesus performing this menial task that would normally be carried out by the servants of the house. Now, back then, washing someone's feet was not particularly pleasant. The feet would have been caked with grime from walking on dirt roads and sandals. Let's see if I can get this right. Oh, we're already there. Okay, good. If we look back at verses 3 through 5, it describes the actions that Jesus took, where he took off his outer garment and put on a simple towel of a slave. He was dressed for the sort of menial service that was despised by proper self-respecting Jews. Yet in humility, the God of the whole universe gets down on his hands and knees and washes the disciples' feet. Oh. Yeah, there we go. That's an incredibly powerful picture of what it means to be a true servant. And the passage goes on to say, it's an example we as disciples of Christ are to follow. This was truly one of those teachable moments. And that was the first thing he was teaching them, was the importance of being a humble servant. There we go. So the first thing he wanted to show the disciples was humility. To be a faithful servant of God, we must humble ourselves. I came across a story about Benjamin Franklin. Now, Benjamin Franklin was focused his life on making a list of virtues that he thought would make him good. And he thought how wonderful he was for his pious actions and his virtuous ideas. He recorded all his actions on a daily basis so that he could look at them, but he also liked to brag about them. It's recorded that one day he was bragging to a kindly old Quaker, and the man about a man about his virtues and his pious actions. But then the old Quaker man gently informed him that he had forgotten one virtue, the virtue of humility. See, humility has been described, Charles Simeon described it this way, as a thread that holds all other threads together that make up the tapestry of our lives. We need humility to pervade every aspect of our lives. We need to follow Jesus' example. He did not have to wash the disciples' feet, but he humbled himself and led by example. So wherever we serve, whether it's in the church, our community, or in school, we are to do those things, not for glory, not for recognition, money, or pride. We are to do it for the love of God, to bring glory to his name alone. And that brings us to the second teachable moment about being a servant of God, that we must lead by example. And that's what Jesus did for his disciples. He led them by example. Jesus could have easily left the foot washing to somebody else or one of the servants, especially since it was the job of the servant, and just make a lecture out of it. But instead, he wrapped a towel around his waist and began to wash the disciples' feet. A far more memorable and moving lesson. He wanted to be clear that his task, his duty, was to his people to show us by doing and to get his hands dirty. As servants, we are to wrap a towel around our waist, metaphorically speaking, and do what God calls us to do. We need to set an example for others by doing those seemingly small and unimportant things. N.T. Wright wrote, the truly Christian-like leader is known by the ease and spontaneity with which he or she does the little, annoying, messy things. The things in which, in the ancient world, the slave would do. The things which, in our world, we always secretly hope someone else will do, so we don't have to waste our time and demean ourselves. That's a pretty powerful statement. But I have to admit, I think we can all agree that we have that very thought at one time in our lives. But it's in those times we must look to Jesus' example and do those little, annoying, messy things that N.T. Wright writes about. Why should we do those things? Because the love that Jesus has for us and the love that we have for him. That gives us strength to humble ourselves and to do those things and set an example for others to follow. That brings me to the third teachable moment, is the love of others. Now, if we go back to the beginning of today's gospel, in verse 1, when John wrote, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And then he began to wash their feet." Now, the passage does not specifically say that Jesus washed Judas's feet. But it's implied that he may have, or he did. And many ask, why would Jesus wash the feet of a man that would betray him? Because Jesus loved the unlovable. Throughout his ministry, he served the homeless, the friendless, the poor, the prisoners, people that were not loved by the world, people who truly needed the love of God. If we go back to Matthew in chapter 25, in verses 42 and 43, he told his disciples, I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. That's how we are to love and serve others. To love them the way Jesus did. Even those deemed as outcasts by the world. I came across this one story about Mother Teresa, and it was about that very thing. And this is the story goes, before she died, Mother Teresa was visiting Phoenix, Arizona, to open a home for the poor. During that brief visit, she was interviewed by KTAR, the largest radio station in town. And in a private moment, the announcer asked Mother Teresa if there was one thing he could do for her. He was expecting her to request a contribution or media attention to help raise funds. And she whispers to him, yes, there is. Find somebody nobody else loves and love them. That is exactly how Jesus loves us. And that is how we should love others. Now, as we are about to follow Jesus' example and wash your feet, I want to leave you with this thought. If Jesus is our leader, if he is our master, then how much should we follow his example? Ask Jesus tonight whose feet he wishes you to metaphorically wash as you go and serve the world as an example of humility to others. Del nombre del Padre, del Hijo, Espíritu Santo. Amen.